1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Our website, philhendryshow.com, with all of that junk on it, the archives and backstage pass. You got to have a backstage pass to get any of that. It's philhendryshow.com. For $6.95, you get our website. And don't forget the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, and you can get our CD there, too. Or you can get the CD by calling 877-616-7445. 877-616-7445. So they found Chandra Levy, the poor kid. She's dead. And now begins the inexorable... just the inexorable rush to discussing this case, and there's nothing to talk about. They found her. She's dead. Maybe they'll find a suspect. Maybe they won't. Is it Gary Condit? I don't know. That's it. People are going to jawjack this thing to death. Did Gary Condit do it or did he not? Does that guy look like the kind of guy that's going to do something like that? Yes? Okay. I don't know. I don't know what a guy looked like that would do something like that. Anyway, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Joe on the Phil Hendry Show. Joe?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller, and I'm first-time listening to your radio. And about this Al-Qaeda deal that you have going on, I think we ought to go out there and finish the job we're starting.
Al-Qaeda deal that I got going on.
Well, I mean, you remember you're talking about the president being a wussy, about, you know, he's talking tough and now he's backing up. He's trying to back out.
Well, he's backing out on Israel is what he's doing. He's backing out on that suicide bombing phenomenon that's going on down there. He's telling these guys they got to park their tanks and not defend their country.
I think we ought to go out there and bomb everybody over there.
Okay, swell. That's great. Nice to talk to you. Here's Chuck on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing, Phil?
Fine.
Like, I want to know, are Americans frigging retarded or what?
Yes.
I mean, Dick Cheney comes out and says, it's not if or it's not when, you know, it's when. What the hell is
this
guy talking
about? It's not when, it's when. He said it's not if, it's... He said it's not when, it's not if, it's if. Not when.
No. It's not if
it's
when.
It's when.
Right.
When.
Now, I'm saying, you got to be kidding me.
It's.
Why don't we do something? What are we, crazy? We're going to sit
it's
here
not,
and wait
it's
till
not
they
when,
do something?
It's if it's when. That's what he said. He said, if it's when. That's what it is.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yo, are they just going to wait till, like, we
it's,
just lay
it's,
down
it's
until
when,
somebody blows up
if,
a bridge, the Statue of Liberty?
Cheney
like,
said it's
why
not
we
if
not
it's when.
Action
not if it's when. It's if when.
It's when.
That's when it's when if. Yeah. I don't know. It's. What do you think we ought to do?
I think we ought to close the border.
It's not when.
I
if.
Think we ought to let Israel go
Hi,
to
I'm Dick
town
it's if when.
On these a-holes
it's if
over
when,
in
yeah.
the Mideast.
That's what, we, that's what he
I
meant.
I think
is,
we ought to just
when.
Back out over there and let them do their business.
Well,
I think
okay.
we.
All right.
I think we ought to do profiling on anybody
if.
Who's making any
when.
Flights into this country.
It's not if they're going to attack. It's if they
and
attack.
And I just think, you know, every citizen in
attack.
This country should open their eyes
That's
and look
problem.
Around and make
Bush
sure
and
they're
Cheney
paying
don't
attention
know the difference
to what's
there.
Going on.
All right, pal, thanks. Dick Cheney, when, if any, if when we, if... Here's Dell on the Phil Hendry Show. Dell?
Yes, Phil.
Yes, sir.
11 years. I was in the Navy 11 years. Got out just after Desert Storm. And I think you're exactly right. I mean, it's time to go on and either she is it or get off the pot. You know, they need to figure out what they're going to do. I mean, his dad couldn't decide. If he can't decide, maybe he's not the right guy to be there. But they need to do something. You're exactly right. Those people, that's the only thing they're going to understand over there. I don't know.
Well, either you know or you don't, Dell. Do you
well,
know?
No.
You know?
No,
come
yes,
on.
I,
come on. Do you know?
Yes, sir.
You know. All right.
Oh,
well, you
I
said you didn't know.
Do.
You
I
said
mean,
you're waffling.
I spent
a
11
bit.
Years there. You're getting all those guys calling in. They don't sound old enough to know what the hell high school was about. So, but I mean, I did 11 years. Four of them. I
well,
did
hold on for a minute, Dell. We got a kid.
Dell,
hold on for a minute. We got a kid as a high school student. In fact, is it line two? Yeah. Okay, you there?
Yes, sir.
What was your opinion?
Well, why is Bush being scared?
Dell, what do you think?
I think you ought to find something else for your producer to do, man.
What?
Okay, well, I don't know what happened to the either call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Dirk on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
I just wanted to bring up a couple facts. Washington, D.C. has the highest crime rate of any city in this nation. And why they think that they're going to boil it down to one person that killed Chandra Levy is out of this world. I mean, there's people found there dead every day.
And I really?
I mean, it's an awful crime rate city. I can't believe that that's our capital. You know, I'm very, very fortunate. I live in Central Florida, you know, and I mean.
Yeah, they don't have any crime there.
Oh, yeah, we do. But nothing like there.
I don't know.
Nothing like
well, there. What do they got there that you ain't got in Central Florida?
Oh, it's just, I mean,
yeah.
with population, you get a lot more crime. You know, and
well,
I mean,
yeah, and because Florida, Central Florida doesn't have as high a population as Washington, you got a hell of a lot of crime down there.
Sure. I mean, but, I mean, I live
and
in
you got like, crime down in Florida that's like the creepiest. You got this tourist, you know, like jacking tourists in their rental cars and bizarre crime.
Yes.
Anyway, look,
yes.
I don't want to get into the whole thing about what's worse, Central Florida, Washington, D.C. I'd prefer to live in Washington, but that's just me. I like tall buildings.
Sure, that's
yeah,
good,
know.
Too.
And I don't like,
my,
you know.
My wife and I vacation in
I
New
like
York
big,
City. I
big,
mean,
tall
we,
buildings.
We love it.
There you go. But, yeah, that's a really kind of an interesting thing. Well, they're going to find out what happened to her because, see, all these cases are symbolic cases. You know, there's always a case that represents 100 other cases. But it has to get the attention of the public. Otherwise, crimes don't get solved the way perhaps they should. Because when the public gets their interest up, then they put pressure on the cops, and the pressure builds, and the police feel more compelled, perhaps, to solve the crime. I don't know. I think I'm being unfair to our police, but it does seem that some cases become symbolic. Like Chandra Levy is now symbolic of young women on their own in the big city and the risks that they run. That's this. And every young lady that ever went missing, every woman that ever was ever victimized, Chandra Levy represents her. And then there's the little girl down in Florida who was taken by the so-called, you know, the phony welfare workers. She's symbolic of the thousands of abused kids who are left to the mercy of the, you know, the infrastructure, the child welfare infrastructure of the country. And then there's the little kid that they'll the little kids they'll find dead because they're abused by their parents, and somehow it gets the notoriety, the attention of the public because that kid, it was a particularly horrific way that the children died. And then they become symbolic of every kid that has ever been abused, and the same thing is said over and over again with each individual case. Why, there's plenty of women that go missing. Why aren't we concentrating on them? And then it kind of goes into the backdrop. And then there's plenty of kids that get abused. Why are we concentrating on them? And then, you know, so Chandra Levy, they're going to solve this crime, or they'll do their level best to solve this crime, and that'll kind of shut people up for a while. Because that will mean, if you can at least solve the Chandra Levy case, then all of those other cases out there of women who've been missing will somehow figure, you know, kind of symbolically have been solved themselves. That's the way we think. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
one 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
You know, this FBI agent, I looked this guy up in Arizona, the FBI agent that said that he suspected there were Arab students there training to be pilots, and he thought that it was a red flag because apparently he interviewed a few of them, and they expressed virulent anti-American views. And he memoed Washington, D.C. This became the Phoenix memo because it came out of Phoenix, Arizona. And he said that there is, on a hunch, a possibility that these individuals could disrupt American aviation. He didn't say they would fly a plane into a building. He said they would disrupt American aviation. And I looked this guy up. Apparently, he's an FBI agent by the name of Ken Williams. He's 41 years of age. He was a former San Diego police officer. He's got the respect of just about everybody that he's ever worked with. They consider him to be one of the top three agents in the Phoenix office. One of his former partners said he's one of the best agents in the FBI, period. He's one of the best international terrorism agents in the world. One official in Washington described him as pretty straight-laced and not a whistleblower type. He's just outstanding at what he does. At one time, he was a SWAT team leader for the San Diego Police Department. He braved pneumonia while leading agents in a successful hunt in mountainous terrain for a father and son wanted for killing a police officer. I mean, this guy is a really good cop. How come he ain't heading the FBI? Hey, Bush, fire that guy you got right now. Put this guy in there. This guy, apparently, they say his instinct and his intuition is so sharp that when he saw, large number of young Arab men taking flying lessons, and then he interviewed them, and they were very anti-American individuals, he was putting two and two together in his head. He said there's a possibility these people could disrupt the aviation system of America. Now, that's what they did. The security at airports, the international airports, all the airports themselves shut down. They sure as hell did disrupt the aviation system of America in a big way. And, oh, yeah, they knocked down a couple of really big buildings in the process. So I don't know, this guy Mueller and Ashcroft, and I remember thinking, I didn't say it, I wish to God I'd said it because then I would look like a real big hero, but I remember thinking about a week after 9/11, boy, this guy Ashcroft, everybody is like waving a flag now, but Ashcroft, they're going to have his rear end on a Bunsen burner in a few months, and they're going to crank it up to broil, guaranteed. I didn't say it, but I was thinking it. Do I still get points for it? Anyway, that's exactly what's happening now. I knew it. So what I think they ought to do is that Mueller guy, who I don't know, he looks like a tall drink of water, get him out of there and put this Ken Williams guy in there. 41 years old, he's still a young guy. He can get in there and kick some serious ass. He'd be just like J. Edgar Flaming Hoover. Here's Adam on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes?
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
Fine.
Yeah, this FBI agent you're talking about, like, what's his name again?
What were you calling in to talk about? Forget about what I was just talking about. You've been on hold now for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, man. Well, like, when I originally called in, you were sitting there talking about, like, women that were, like, that weren't safe in the streets.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah,
sounds,
man.
Sounds like what I was talking about later was more interesting to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, see you later. Here is some guy with a Kraut name in Bradenton. Is that Dieter?
Dieter.
Dieter, go ahead, man.
Phil,
yeah.
You are my savior. You are the number one man. I tell you what, you have put together such
Thank you, Dieter. A
beautiful show. It's like going to the movies without having to pay for the popcorn.
Well, thank you very much,
it
Dieter.
It is so much fun. And
pray to me, Dieter.
Phil, I would just like to mention that with all this
bullcrap flying around.
Yeah, the bullcrap flying around. I feel like I'm being set up. I really feel that this is just a big setup, and it's a pretext for something else. I just don't understand why
what
the
do you
government...
mean you're being set up? About what?
Well, the government's... I mean, why would they put out this scare after we've already all been scared?
And put out what scare? You mean this latest thing that the Statue of Liberty? Because they got a public relations blow last week with the surfacing of this memo and the information that was around last summer, and so to offset the public relations blow, they are now flooding the marketplace with as much information as they can, so they're basically giving us what we wanted them to give us, or what we said we wanted them to give us last summer, which in point of fact, we probably didn't. I mean, last summer, we were a totally different country. We were different people. We can't even begin to say how we would have reacted last summer. It's just, it's another century, man. It's another lifetime. Last summer, it was about sharks. Can you imagine? Just try to put yourself back to last summer. Okay, well, let's say it was July. What was I doing on the 4th of July? I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, I remember. My kids went up to Pyro. We got some fireworks. We set them off in the driveway. Now, at that, I'm going to tell you this, though. I remember standing out back of my house Monday night, September the 10th. I swear to God, you're not going to believe me, but I remember standing there and I was drinking a beer or a Coke or something. And I remember thinking, it feels like something's about ready to go. I remember saying the words to myself, something's got to give. Feels like something's got to go. Something's got to blow. Something's got to give. Now, you don't have to believe me, but that's exactly what I was thinking. Then the next morning, the whole thing. But last summer, okay, so let's say it's July, and Bush says, we have information that there are operatives in this country. And Craig, by the way, just so you guys know, is holding up the sign. Oh, okay, thanks a lot, Miss Cleo. All right, smart ass. That's what I get for living my life, just giving, just opening my heart just a little bit and squeezing a little bit of myself out. I get, okay, Miss Cleo. Okay. All right, forget it. Never mind. No, really, never mind. All right, 1-800-44, let's take some phone calls. So anyway, last summer, July, Bush says, we have information that there are operatives of a foreign organization bent on destroying attacking American interests here. They are planning on killing Americans here. Now, we believe them. They could possibly be Arabs. And, you know what? Now that I say it, it would have been a good thing if they'd done that. I'm sitting here trying to talk myself into believing that we wouldn't have taken it seriously. Bull crap. Look, the president comes on TV with one of those grim face shots, you know, where he's sitting behind the desk and he's got on that clip tie and he has the Oval Office seal and he says, my fellow Americans, your ass is up to it and alligators. We'd listen. So that last guy, Dieter, you're all right, man. 1-800-449-8686. Stu, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Stu.
You're all right, kid. Yeah,
turn your radio down, man.
Yeah, I've been listening to your show for a while, and I think you are part of the Communist Party. I've been listening to you for a while. I'm down here at Hurricane, Utah.
Your call is so lame. So lame, man. Here is Gary on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, yeah, doing fine. I'm one of those truck drivers that listens to you until you go off and flip over to another channel and listen to you again.
Cool.
I
flip off and I go to another channel?
Yeah, time delayed. Okay,
cool.
Pastor Winchris that was on last night.
Pastor Renrick, yeah.
Yes. Him and Father James McCorners.
Yeah,
they're my favorite. I thought maybe you know if
they're both child molesters too. So it's you know.
If they ever got together to discuss issues, there's no way that could ever be topped.
Well, that's a good idea, man. We'll have to do that.
That is just so great. Keep it up, man.
All right, thanks.
You.
Okay, bye. Did he say he's praying for me? keep it up, man. I'm praying for you. That was a Baptist minister, by the way. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, and we're talking about nothing here. No, James McWhorter and Pastor William Renick would make their own CD if they just started rapping about the issues of the day. Be kind of interesting. You know what? I've completely forgotten about what the hell it is I was talking about. I just got thrown by that last guy. I got thrown by that last guy. He's a nice guy, but I got thrown. Just, yeah, Phil, I'm in bed at that. There's something great about guys that come right at you, man. Hey, you're on the air. Yeah, man, babe, baby. All right, babe. You ready to rock and roll? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. The parents of Chandra Levy tried to avoid watching television Wednesday after word broke that a body was found in Washington Park not far from their daughter's apartment, but with a crowd of reporters massing on the street and a wall of satellite trucks lining their street, they couldn't avoid the news. And that's how they learned that their long-missing daughter was dead. That's great. That's great. You guys in television, you hit another home run. A bereaved family, and you guys are out there on the sidewalk eating your, you know, having a couple of hoagies, having yourself a big milkshake, and waiting for somebody to come outside and start bawling. The Levys first heard the announcement by way of the news, according to a family lawyer, George Arata. We then talked to Chief Ramsey, who confirmed that the remains were that of Chandra. At least 16 TV crews and dozen reporters surrounded the Levy's house in a seeming replay of last summer when Chandra's disappearance and her romantic links to the area's longtime Democratic congressman gripped the nation in a scandal. Boy, the television business is... Hey, and I'm going to be getting into the TV business in a few months here. Sort of, maybe, if I decide to, if I want to, if I can stomach the smell. You know what I think I'm going to do? I just got word today that a local TV station here would like to do an interview with me. I think I'll sandbag them. I think I'll agree to do it. And then when they come in and start asking me questions, I'll just tell them all to F off. I'll tell them to jam it. I'll insist that it be a live interview. I'll go on their live morning show, and I'll tell them all I think they're ugly and that they smell. Just because I can't stand some of these people. Public school students will not have to say the Pledge of Allegiance in Minnesota now that Governor Jesse Ventura has vetoed a bill requiring students to recite the pledge at least once a week. I'm vetoing this bill because I believe patriotism comes from the heart. Patriotism is voluntary. It's a feeling of loyalty and allegiance that is the result of knowledge and belief. A patriot shows their patriotism through their actions, by their choice. Ventura, feeling very proud of himself, then went downstairs and banged his head into a locker for about a half hour. What a dumbass, said one of his aides. Yes, I think Governor Ventura is a real moron, said one of Governor Ventura's aides, Billy Bob Bean. Billy Bob said, I thought he was kind of cool when he was in the WWF. Then when I found out he was going to be governor, I thought that'd be cool. But now I found out that he is a unmitigated moron. Hey, Jesse, memo here from the No Spin Zone. When you have students recite a Pledge of Allegiance, it's to educate them as to a possibility that patriotism is one of the many possibilities that await them in life. School is to educate. So having a kid say the Pledge of Allegiance is simply to expose him to the idea of loyalty to one's country. And then that child turns 18, Jesse. I don't know whether you know this or not, but that seems to be the legal age of adulthood in America. And then they go and they make their decision. But before then, as adults, we're responsible for the tuition, for the education, if you will, of our young people. And that's one of the reasons why we like to have our young people recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Not to indoctrinate them like brown shirts, which was another stupid thing that you said, but to educate them to the possibilities. But because you used to be a professional wrestler and you got 16 cents worth of brains, I don't care what they say up in Minnesota, you don't get that, do you, Jess? What a moron. And, you know, before I went to work in the Twin Cities, everybody said, oh, well, you're going to Minnesota? I said, oh, they're very intelligent up there. They have high graduation rates. Yes, they have sex with their daughters, but just ignore that. They have very high intelligence, and they have a lot of college, and they're just down with it, man. That Twin Cities thing, that whole Minnesota thing, it's happening. Remember when Minnesota was, like, hip? They were doing, like, movies about Fargo, and then that pile of crap that Keanu Reeves did, that Feeling Minnesota, and then they went, you know? And that all went out the window, man, when they elected this numbskull. Talk about a head like a howitzer shell. What a buffoon. Well, you know, I'm going to explain something, because I know that it comes out wrong. People think, well, you're like, you're anti-youth, or you're conservative to a fault, because I'm not a conservative. I'm a social liberal. I believe, though, that kids need to be protected and educated. I believe in that. I don't know about you, but I do. Now, 18 is not such a long wait. And I don't think that a kid under 18 has complete total freedom. A kid under 18 is a kid, and they'll always be a kid. Regardless of what they want, regardless of what they think, you'll always be a kid until you turn 18. Then you can go out and crap your life up as much as you want. You can go out and screw it up six ways to sunset. Until you're 18, you're a kid. And if you're lucky, you got an adult somewhere that cares about you enough to give you a little bit of the education that you need to get through with this world, to give you some options, to show you the way, blah, 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 okay? So that's why you have a kid stand up in a class and say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. All right. Maybe someday he's going to burn that flag. Maybe someday he'll come to love it. Maybe someday he'll forget what country he lives in because he's too stupid to know what the Pledge of Allegiance is. We don't know. But that's what you do in a school. But in Minnesota, they elect a guy that used to be a professional wrestler. But I hear he was a Navy SEAL, so I guess, you know, that, yeah, okay. Did he go to college? You know, electing Jesse Ventura governor of, you might as well have elected me. You might as well have elected me. Every time I hear this guy talk, nothing comes out of his mouth that, first of all, in terms of sentence structure, makes any sense. He can't put an English language sentence together with any coherence. Secondly, he's never said anything original in his life, as far as I can tell. From the time this man was elected governor until just this most recent story, everything that has poured out of his yap has been the most stale, sophomoric, shop-worn, tarnished, by-the-book bullcrap I ever heard in my life. And if that ain't enough, he's about as ugly as hell, big and dumb just like an ox, and now Jesse says, forget it. I hate you. I'm just kidding. I think Jesse Ventura is a phenomenal, phenomenal human being. IR Phil Hendry. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Kind of went off on Jesse there, didn't I? You know what was really bugging me? Is this Abercrombie & Fitch. They've come out with thong underwear for like adolescent girls. Get a load of that. So in other words, a kid can't be a kid anymore. We got to have sex with them. We got to let them run around and do whatever they... We can't even have kids. There's no kids left. Kids, hey, kids, you can't be a kid anymore. Adults want to have sex with you now. Are you aware of that? Yeah, that's right. Abercrombie & Fitch, the dirty, dried-up old men that run that company, they want to stick a thong on your 13-year-old sister. Can you dig it? You want to know why? Because they want to have sex with your sister. No more ruffles on the butt, none of that petticoat stuff. Now it's strict thong action when you're 12. Jesus. Hey, how hard up are you old guys at Abercrombie & Fitch, man? The youngest woman I ever had sex with was 19. I was 16. But anyway, I waited until she was old enough. It's just that I wasn't. God. Ain't 18 young enough for you, man? You know, let somebody be a kid around here? Why don't we leave our kids alone, at least? Just leave them out of it. Whatever sick, twisted, and perverted road we've embarked upon, leave the kids out of it. You take all those priests, you throw them in the dungeon, you get rid of every freaking Catholic priest, and you only bring in married guys, because frankly, men who choose celibacy are either sexually confused, sexually damaged, or in very rare instances, have had enough sex and now they want to be celibate and they really want to be priests. But the idea of a celibate priesthood breeds sexually confused and damaged men. So you start getting some married guys in there, keep the thong underwear off the kids, at least until they're 18, give them the Pledge of freaking Allegiance, and then we'll go have a brew. God, how hard is this, you know, forget it, never mind. You know what, I'm talking, I shouldn't say, it's none of my business. It's none of my business. You do whatever you guys want. You guys at Abercrombie and Fitch, you just, you screw as many 12-year-olds as you want. What do I, you know, who am I? I'm just the talk show host, right? Okay. What, they're a sponsor? By the way, Abercrombie and Fitch is a terrific store. Okay, Kirsten, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Great.
Hey, I'm calling about your wall of female listeners.
Yeah.
Is it too late to turn in a picture?
No, you can turn in a picture to the wall of female. Are you a woman that listens to the show?
I sure am.
That makes 16.
Oh, see, all these girls out there, they're just a bunch of wusses. They need to be turning their pictures in. That's
yeah, we have, 15 female listeners, and all of their pictures are on our wall of female listeners. Now, what you do is you go to our webpage, and you go to the wall of female listeners, and you copy off that picture of me, and then have a picture of yourself taken with it, and then send it on into us. We lost a bunch of pictures last week. We had a server problem, but...
Because that's the deal. I sent you a picture, and
it
didn't get up there.
Yeah, we lost a few. We had a server crash. So
mine was good, too, because...
Which one was you?
Well, I superimposed your head on my husband's head.
Yeah.
And it was like an engagement picture. It was funny.
I didn't see that one at all.
Yeah, it was good.
When did you send it in?
I sent it in on Friday.
Have you been into the file, Craig? Craig hasn't seen it. Send it again, okay?
Okay, I will.
Yeah, we did not see that picture. Chris is gone. He is taking a few days off. Craig had to hack into his computer and some of the porn never mind. Anyway, we had to hack into his computer and... just kidding.
Yeah.
And but we didn't see that, so...
Well,
maybe to Craig. Craig's got a methamphetamine problem that's had him in rehab, so he might have seen it but not seen it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So send it in again,
okay.
And I would dig that, and then we'll do the do. But we did have a server crash, so.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Kirsten.
Bye.
Goodbye. Well, that'd be kind of interesting. So it was her engagement picture. By the way, Craig Taylor does not use drugs. He is boning up on his drinking, though, because he's going back to Tokyo in 20 days, but he doesn't use drugs. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I just love it. You know how they say sometimes a big event can clarify and all of a sudden, you know, stuff that was confusing, you just kind of, you get this big event and everything gets clear. It's like throwing up. You throw up and all of a sudden what seemed like the worst hell in the world, like maybe you were dying from leprosy, you throw up and, now I see. All I needed to do was throw up, right? Well, the same thing with 9/11 to some degree. I mean, it was a horrible thing. But when that happened, I got all this clarity about life. And now I know. Baseball strike? Please, go ahead. Strike. I can't believe that. That's a hot one. That guy comes out today and says that like it's going to scare somebody. Let me say it again, just in case you missed it. Please, if there's anybody from baseball or any of the major league teams listening... Please, in the name of God, go out on strike. It'd be fantastic. 1-800-449-8686. Well, I do have tickets for the Giants series, so after that. But then go out on strike. Dave, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Dave.
Hi, Phil.
Yeah.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. I just got a couple comments. Number one, we have a military in this country that, for the most part, is on standby. And, there are so many illegal aliens in this country. Why couldn't the government consider using the standby military to go out and find these people and round them up, if nothing else, determine who should stay and who should go, and get rid of the ones that should go?
What about the ones that are here legal?
If they're here legally, then...
Like the guys that flew the airplanes into the World Trade Center.
Well, some of them weren't legal, though.
The hell they weren't.
Their visas,
they ran on visas.
Right, their visas had expired and things
well,
like
they
that.
Well, all right, so they got here legal.
Right, but what I'm saying is that there's in this country that come in on a
you're gonna
visitor
waste it, you're
visa
gonna, you're
and they disappear.
Okay, look. You're going to waste your time running around looking for illegal aliens when these people can come into this country legally. Those guys came into the country legally. All right, so their visas had expired, what, a matter of weeks before? They could have done the job in July. A guy could come in here legally and still do as much damage as those guys did.
What do you think the answer is? I mean,
the answer is the first thing you do is you take the handcuffs off of Israel. And we put some muscle behind the threats to Iraq and we begin to put muscle behind our threats to Iran, and we tell Saudi Arabia they're next. And I ain't kidding. I am talking about mobilizing with the possibility of waging war against first Iraq, then Iran, then Saudi Arabia. I mean mobilizing a coalition of Western powers to engage the Middle Eastern hostile enemy states in a state of war. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I don't disagree with you. I agree that you know, this is a situation that...
Now, we're all done fooling around. Yeah, we're screwing around is what we're doing now. We're telling Israel to park their tanks on a bank there. Let's wait. Meanwhile, suicide bombers come in. You think they're going to negotiate a settlement to that? There is no negotiating a settlement to that problem. There is no negotiating a settlement to that problem until enough blood has been spilled, unfortunately. Do you think I want that? It's because I know that a lot of people are thinking, oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Do I like it? I didn't make this freaking world. Look at this, man. That's where it's headed. That's where it's going. You want to pretend like there's going to be some guy that's going to go down there and pull the whole thing out of the, you know, just make everything hunky-dory? Who's it going to be? It wasn't that Zinni guy. It ain't Powell. It ain't anybody. It wasn't Barack and Arafat. They had something going there, and suddenly Arafat turned. Even Arafat can't do anything. He says, don't do any suicide bombings. These guys tell him, yeah, thanks a lot, Four Eyes, and they go ahead and do it anyway. That guy's nothing. You talk about irrelevant. Man, the Israelis had it right. That guy is completely irrelevant. Nobody's listening to him. This is a war of terror that is being sponsored by Iran, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. And it is designed to destroy our country. Now, how stupid do we have to be not to see that? How stupid do we have to be? And how gutless does our leadership have to be to not do anything about it? To sit and pretend as if they're sitting down and breaking bread and negotiating with these people? Hi, RC, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Wow, you sound wound up tonight, Phil.
Well, I am.
Well, you're doing a great job. Say, Phil, wanted to shift gears if I could.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
They found Chandra Levy in the weeds, right?
They found her under
leaves. Under leaves, I'm sorry.
Under leaves, right.
What's the possibility, Phil, that she laid down to take a nap and just decompose there? I mean...
What are you talking about? Thanks for that crank call, Jeff. That was laid down to take a nap. 1-800-449-86... What?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Go ahead.
Do you think rabbits killed her?
All right, I'm going home. Screw all of you. Not you guys listening, but the rest of the scum that I work with. 1-800-449-8686. Our show is produced by Janice and Garrow. It is screened by Jeff Cabot and engineered by Craig Taylor. Please send them critical mail.